We're learning about the Epic Health Research Network here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a journal. It's created by the Verona-based electronic record software company. It's designed for rapidly sharing data sets to help solve medical problems specifically related to COVID-19. And in recent weeks, the network published data on how people of color fare worse than white people at every data point of the pandemic, including higher rates of infection, hospitalization, and death. Last week, the network published findings on asthma. It appears to have a more significant impact on outcomes in younger COVID-19 patients. What do you think about analyzing electronic health data to look for patterns? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Chris Mast is Vice President of Clinical Informatics at Epic Systems and on the team for the Epic Health Research Network. Dr. Mast, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Good morning. So pleased to be here.
Well, explain how this journal works and how it got started.
Sure. Well, the Epic Health Research Network, which, if it's okay with you, I'll just say EHRN from now on, because that's kind of a mouthful.
Okay. Acronyms are okay.
That's good. It's an idea that was simmering for a long time here at Epic, something that we've been looking at doing for a while. But the onset of COVID-19 really highlighted the need. So we fast-tracked the launch of the website, and the main output of the EHRN project is that website, which anyone can access. It's free to access. It's open to the public. You don't have to be an Epic customer. There's no paywall. You don't have to register or anything like that. And readers are free to republish or build on what they find there. As you said, the point of the EHRN project is that rapid sharing of knowledge derived from electronic health records, specifically right now focused around COVID-19. And we want to get that information into the hands of researchers, of decision makers, of clinicians, the general public, and so forth. So it's been a very exciting project over these past few months.
So explain the data in analytics or walk us through an example. I was browsing the website yesterday and it's very active in producing data, but I'm not understanding the connection. You know, how much is being mined from 50 million, 100 million electronic health records? How does that work in the backdrop of these numbers that are being published?
Well, there are a couple of places where those data are coming from. All of them are from participating Epic customers, which are all over the country, actually. And as you say, we have in one source that's called Cosmos about 60 million records. There's also another somewhat overlapping data project called Insights, which is specifically for COVID-19. But these data are derived from care that is given to patients every day at hospitals and clinics all around the country. We are getting what we call what the privacy regulations call a limited data set. So direct identifiers are stripped out. So we're able to look just at the medically pertinent things to figure out what sorts of things are going on with COVID, what treatments are being given, and what are the effects there? What are some of the, as you pointed out, important learnings like racial disparities, like delayed preventive care? We've seen a fair amount of that during the pandemic. And again, getting that information into the hands of folks derived from this massive data set to help guide decisions and discussions so that we can all build on that knowledge as we try and chart a path forward.
We're talking with Dr. Chris Mast, who is Epic Systems Vice President of Clinical Informatics. We're learning about the journal created by Epic Systems called the Epic Health Research Network. You can join in with your questions. What do you want to know about the journal and how it is crunching the numbers? What do you want to know about how COVID affects different populations and what Epic has learned? Join in at 800-642-1234. Dr. Mast, when you're looking at a limited data set and you say you're looking at medically pertinent information, I mean, people are concerned about privacy. What are you seeing in this limited data set?
Certainly, always privacy these days, a very important concern. So actually the privacy regulations, HIPAA in particular, if you're into the medical legal space there and where those things come from, we're able to look at things like for each patient, medications, comorbid diseases, lab values, those sorts of things. But there's a lot in a limited data set that's stripped out. Obviously, names, social security numbers, telephone numbers, street addresses, none of that we have access to. The only things, in fact, that are person specific, other than those medical data, are things like zip code, so that you can identify trends in various parts of the country. Without that, you wouldn't be able to do that. But the regulations are very strict about what is in that limited data set. And also, we at Epic and with the customer-based oversight group that looks at the collection of these data with us, everyone who accesses it signs an agreement where those data are not to be misused, are not to be sold, are not even available for export outside of this very concentrated project. So we're very cautious about and very careful about that, even that information which we do have, which, as I said, is stripped of so much of that patient identifiable information.
How do collaborations and submissions work here with this journal, from researchers, from scientists, or your own Epic clients who are outside of your company and removed from this data?
So there are a lot of different ways. That's a great question. The most direct way is that EHRN welcomes submissions from other organizations. So whether they are Epic customers or not, people can submit things to be reviewed and posted on EHRN.org. So that is the most direct way. We also have an editorial board that takes ideas from across the Epic community and puts those into a review process for evaluating, is this something that we are able to derive from the data that are available? Is this going to be of high value? Is it going to help chart a path forward for other investigators, other researchers? And so we're constantly looking at those ideas that are coming in from the community as well. So there are a number of different ways that organizations participate in the process.
I want to take one example here, the idea that people withheld healthcare in the early parts of the pandemic, and you were able to look at those electronic health records in such a way to see, yes, there was a backlog. Could you find ways through the data sets you looked at to be able to fix a backlog?
You're referring to backlogs of cancer screenings and immunizations, for example. Yeah, we did see a lot of that. And actually, our part of it is helping to identify those particular backlogs, as you say, and getting that information out to the folks who are delivering the care. And then, particularly in the case of pediatric immunizations, for example, a number of our customers, there was one particular customer in Indianapolis that, looking at those EHRN data for the drop in pediatric immunizations, turned around, validated that with their local population, saw the same thing, and then were able to build on that, creating a program to identify those kids who had missed their immunizations and help catch them up on the critical immunizations, particularly starting with those kiddos who are at high risk. So our contribution is largely the identification of the need and getting that information into the right hands so that customers, the caregivers, the doctors, the nurses on the front lines can then take appropriate strategic steps to help meet those needs and close those gaps.
We're talking with clinical informatics physician Chris Mast of Epic Systems, working on the Epic Health Research Network. Taking your questions, join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a moment with Dr. Mast here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're discussing the Epic Health Research Network, the EHRN, here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's a journal from Inside Epic, one of the largest software companies for electronic health records management. The goal is to rapidly share knowledge to help solve medical problems. They do data crunching on millions of patient electronic health records. Epic CEO Judy Faulkner said in a statement back in May that her company had been interested in creating this site for years to share new knowledge. And with the COVID-19 crisis, the need for fast dissemination of knowledge has become critical. What are your questions for Epic about data they've analyzed and how they go about doing it? Join in at 800-642-1234. Dr. Chris Mast is Epic's Vice President of Clinical Informatics, and he stays with us. Dr. Mast, we had a caller who wanted to know, couldn't stay with us, but wanted to know if Epic could query the system to find out what conditions like heart problems or diabetes contributed to the most COVID-19 related deaths.
Well, we have taken a look at some of those things, and what we've found is that, you know, there are certain conditions, and there are a whole lot of them that we've gone through that may predispose people to a little bit more serious effects of the disease. But what we've also seen is that age in particular is a much, much stronger predictor than many of those comorbid conditions. It's bearing out what we may have seen and heard elsewhere, that it is the older patients who are much more vulnerable to the disease. Now, that said, we've also seen that over the second half of the pandemic, through the summer, as it were, that the prevalence of the disease has increased much more in younger patients. And that's reflected some of the things I think that you've seen in the popular press with regard to, we'll say, the precautions that the different age groups are taking. So it's just very interesting to look at not just the anecdotal evidence, but the large numbers of patients that our team is able to access through the EHRN project.
So kind of data reinforcing some of the trends we're seeing out there and able to more clearly make some associations.
Yeah, in some cases, yes. We pointed some of those out. In other cases, it's been interesting to see that a hypothesis that will come out, like this particular medication or type of medications.
Like a blood pressure medication.
Exactly. Early on, there was some suspicion that a certain class of blood pressure medications made you more susceptible to COVID-19. But we were able to look at, I believe, close to 70,000 patients and say, is this actually a thing? And it turns out that we weren't seeing that in the data.
Let's take another call now. Kurt is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Kurt.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Briefly, my question is in regards to profits here. I'm wondering what stops something from becoming a profiteering enterprise. So with regards to Epic's EHRN program, what other than HIPAA is in place that stops the extrapolated data from becoming something that people use to target individuals, as a side effect of that, and then profiting off of the data there?
Kurt, thank you for that question. Dr. Mast?
It's a great question, Kurt, and it's something that we've been very concerned about from the very beginning because of other problems and abuses with data collection projects in other industries that you've seen. So we built in, the customer-led oversight board for some of this data collection, we've built into the process from the very beginning, all of us, Epic included, and all participating customers, sign an agreement that says we will never take this information to try and identify patients. We will never sell it to any outside entity or disclose it to anybody else. So that's all hardwired into the process. We share your concerns, Kurt, alongside all of the advantages of being able to bring this information together for learning and the betterment of the addressing COVID-19. It is critically important that people's data be safe and that this not be a profit motive. We're going to take something from people and sell it to others. So that's all wired into what we do.
Talking with Dr. Chris Mast, who is Epic's Vice President of Clinical Informatics, we're learning about the new journal created by the electronic health record software company. It's called the Epic Health Research Network, the EHRN. Taking your questions as well at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Rod in Cottage Grove. Hi there, Rod.
Hello. Good morning. Great to hear you, Doctor. I actually have kind of a two-part question in that. The first part is, we're doing research right now and pulling data from medical records that are non-Epic, and we have to pull much of it manually. How are you doing it? Are you, like, scanning? Because all the medical records are written. Are you scanning keywords, or how are you doing that, number one? And number two is, if your system's so good, can we bolt it on to non-Epic systems to pull data?
Rod, thank you. Dr. Mast.
Yeah, great questions, Rod. So first, how are we able to access those data? Well, in an electronic medical record of the sort that we make and provide to our customers, many of those data points, the medications, the lab results, the problem list, those are available not in free text that we would have to parse and then interpret. But in fact, those are stored discreetly as individual items so that you can pull those things back very, very readily, I'll say. They're already categorized and ready to go.
Coded, if you will? Is that?
Coded, if you will. That's exactly the word. Thank you, Kate. So those data are in a format, both for sharing between organizations for purposes of clinical care, so your record follows you wherever you go, but also for purposes like this, deriving information from them. Second, bolting that sort of thing together, as it were, with other electronic medical records, that gets back to work that we've been doing for years on interoperability, something where we moved very early before the regulations did, to make sure that, again, patient information could follow them wherever they go, using a variety of systems for identification and security and so forth in the background. Some of those same things come into play when we're trying to query the data sources and pull that information back. So work that we've done in the past has really enabled some of the things that have been possible through EHRN.
I'm wondering, you know, this information is not peer reviewed at the moment. And as you say, it allows for getting data out there much more quickly. Will you reexamine that in the past, in the future, about, going through a peer reviewed process on these data sets?
Well, sure. And that's actually a rich topic of discussion. We could spend a half hour on that as well. Epic reports, Epic EHRN reports are not going through traditional peer review, although in some cases we have sought outside input and review prior to publication. Peer review obviously is a very important tool in the toolbox of science, no question. Traditionally, it's the way you safeguard against low quality, invalid research. You want your scientific conclusions to stand up to a lot of smart people pushing on them. But there are also issues with the current state of the traditional peer review process. It's been characterized as expensive, slow, not very transparent. And so organizations and other outlets have responded in part by adopting open peer review, in part by having reviewers self-select and so forth. So there's a lot of things with peer review where you've seen other approaches come alongside of it. Preprint servers, for example, are other places where new research can be posted before or while it's undergoing peer review. And EHRN blends a number of these approaches. Again, it is what we're doing is one tool in the scientific toolbox. There are many, and it takes all of them to arrive at truth in an efficient manner. We like to say about the portion that we're doing that rapid sharing of good data is preferable to perfect data that's available too late. And so we are part of the scientific team that's approaching the COVID crisis.
Dr. Mast, when we're on the other side of this crisis, so help us, will you continue the EHRN? Will it continue beyond the pandemic?
That is our plan For sure. There are lots of other questions that we want to address. Obviously, COVID was the spark that moved us forward on this idea that we had had previously. But definitely, we want to be able to take advantage of what we've learned and the ways that we can ask these questions of large data sets to move into other areas. So absolutely, we with EHRN, as with all areas of life, are thinking about when we move beyond the current crisis, what nuggets can we take forward with us.
Dr. Mast, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure, Kate.
Dr. Chris Mast is Vice President of Clinical Informatics at Epic Systems. We have a link to the Epic Health Research Network at WPR.org/mornings. And for disclosure, Epic is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we check in on how the pandemic has affected tourism in the Wisconsin Dells. And it's the end of an era as the Tommy Bartlett Show closes permanently. We'll visit the Dells and look at the status of tourist attractions after this news update on the Ideas Network.